Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, today I want to share with you a message of hope, purpose, and divine calling. We live in a world filled with uncertainties, challenges, and doubts about our place in the grand design of God's creation. But fear not, for today we will explore the profound truth found in signs that reveal you are a chosen vessel. A vessel hand-picked by the Almighty to carry out His extraordinary plans. You see, my friends, the concept of being chosen is not an arbitrary one. It is a divine revelation that can transform our lives and guide us on a path of significance. In the book of Matthew 22:14, we are reminded that many are called, but few are chosen. Today, let us delve into these signs that signify God's divine favor upon our lives. So stay with me until the end and open your hearts to this message. May God bless you and those around you. Let's delve deeper into sign one, unending major hardships. In our journey of faith, it's not uncommon to face unending major hardships. These hardships can take various forms: personal struggles, financial challenges, health issues, relational difficulties, and more. It's important to understand that these difficulties are not random acts of fate, but rather, they can serve as a profound clue to God's purpose for our lives. Picture a goldsmith working meticulously with a piece of raw gold. The goldsmith subjects the gold to intense heat, refining it through the fire. In the same way, our challenges act as the refining fire in the hands of our Heavenly Father. The Bible often uses the metaphor of refining precious metals to illustrate the transformative process that God takes us through. In 2 Corinthians 4:17, the Apostle Paul assures us that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. This verse is a beacon of hope for those enduring hardships. It suggests that our trials, though difficult, are not in vain. Instead, they are purposeful and have a divine intention behind them. Consider the gold being refined in the fire. The process is intense, and the gold might feel the heat, but the purpose is to remove impurities and enhance its beauty. Similarly, our hardships are not meant to break us, but refine us, purifying our character, strengthening our faith, and preparing us for a greater calling. It's crucial to remember that God sees the bigger picture, and He is using our trials to mold us into vessels capable of carrying out His extraordinary plans. The challenges we face today are not an indication of God's abandonment. Rather, they are stepping stones toward the fulfillment of our destiny. So, beloved, if you find yourself in the midst of unending major hardships, take heart. These trials are not obstacles to your journey. They are part of the journey itself. Embrace the refining process, for it is forging you into a vessel fit for the purpose that God has ordained for your life. So, let us keep our eyes fixed on the eternal glory that awaits us. Our struggles are temporary, but the lessons learned, the perseverance gained, and the character developed are enduring. In every trial, God is preparing us for a greater calling, and through His grace, we will emerge victorious. May this understanding give you strength, hope, and a renewed sense of purpose as you face the challenges that come your way. Let us trust in the refining hands of our heavenly goldsmith, knowing that he is fashioning us for a purpose beyond our current understanding. Beloved, let's delve deeper into sign two. People hate you for no reason. In our lives, there may come a time when you feel the weight of unwarranted animosity, as if you are the target of disdain without any clear cause. This can be a perplexing and hurtful experience, but take heart, for it may indeed be a sign that you are a chosen one. Consider the life of Jesus, the ultimate example of divine purpose and calling. In John 15:19, Jesus tells his disciples, "If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." Jesus, being the embodiment of divine love and purpose, faced rejection and hatred from the world. Why? Because the world often despises what it cannot understand or control. Similarly, when you experience undeserved hatred or rejection, it might be because those around you sense a uniqueness, a greatness within you that transcends the norms of the world. Our human nature tends to resist what we perceive as different or extraordinary. And sadly, this can lead to hostility. However, dear brothers and sisters, be encouraged, for your uniqueness may be the very reason God has chosen you. The world's rejection is not a reflection of your worth, but a confirmation of your calling. The Bible reminds us in Isaiah 43:1, "But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." If you find yourself facing unwarranted hostility, remember that you are not alone. God has called you by name, and you belong to Him.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
In times of adversity, it's essential to cling to your identity as a chosen one. God's favor upon your life may evoke discomfort in others, but do not let it deter you from your divine purpose. Embrace your uniqueness, for it is a testament to God's intentional design for your life. So, beloved, when you feel the sting of rejection without apparent cause, understand that it may be a sign that you are being chosen for a purpose beyond human comprehension. Trust in the sovereignty of God, who sees the greatness within you, and walk confidently in the path He has set before you. Now, let's explore sign three. You are a good and cheerful giver. In a world often characterized by self-interest and personal gain, a generous heart stands out as a divine trait. If you find joy in giving without expecting anything in return, be it your time, resources, or love, take heart, for this is a clear sign of your divine calling. Reflect on the story of the boy with two fishes and five loaves, a familiar narrative found in the Gospel of Matthew. In the midst of a multitude, hungry and in need, this young boy offered what seemed like meager provisions. Two small fish and five loaves of bread. However, his act of cheerful giving played a crucial role in the miracle that Jesus performed that day, the feeding of the 5,000. The significance of this story lies not only in the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, but also in the heart behind the giving. The boy did not withhold what little he had. Instead, he willingly offered it to Jesus with an open and cheerful heart. It was this generosity that became the catalyst for a miraculous provision that exceeded human understanding. Likewise, your willingness to give, not just when it's convenient, but with a cheerful heart, is a sign that you may be a chosen vessel. Your generosity can become the key to unlocking miracles in the lives of others. Whether it's extending a helping hand to someone in need, contributing to a cause, or simply offering your time and presence, your acts of generosity can have a profound impact. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 9:7, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. When you give with joy and selflessness, you align yourself with the divine principle of cheerful giving that God delights in. So, embrace the gift of generosity that resides within you. Recognize that your acts of kindness, fueled by a cheerful heart, can be instrumental in bringing forth miracles and blessings in the lives of those around you. As you continue to give, remember that your generosity is not only an expression of love for others, but also a powerful sign of your divine calling. The sign four, my beloved, is that you have an inner knowing. Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced a profound sense within yourself that whispers, you are made for more? This deep and unwavering knowing, this sense of purpose that transcends the ordinary, is not a mere coincidence, but a calling from the Almighty. Consider the early life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At the tender age of 12, Jesus displayed a remarkable awareness of his purpose. In the Gospel of Luke 2:41-52, we find the account of Jesus in the temple, engaging in discussions with the teachers and scholars. When questioned by his earthly parents about his whereabouts, Jesus responded, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" Luke 2:49. This inner knowing, this deep conviction that Jesus had at such a young age, is a profound example of being attuned to one's divine purpose. Similarly, if you find yourself having a constant urging to go beyond the ordinary, a sense that you are made for more, trust this inner knowing, for it is a clear sign that you are a chosen vessel. In Jeremiah 1:5, the Lord declares, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." God, in his infinite wisdom, knows us intimately and has set us apart for a purpose beyond our understanding. Your inner knowing is a divine compass, pointing you toward the extraordinary path that God has prepared for you. Beloved, in a world often filled with noise and distractions, pay attention to that still, small voice within you. It may be God's gentle guidance, reminding you of the unique purpose he has for your life. Trust in this inner knowing, for it is a sign that you are being chosen for a greater calling. Now, let's explore sign five. You love to be yourself. Dear brothers and sisters, in a world often adorned with masks and pretenses, your love for authenticity is a divine quality that sets you apart. God, the creator of authenticity, does not use fake vessels. Instead, he seeks those who embrace their true selves. Your genuine nature, your willingness to be uniquely you, is a clear sign that you are being chosen to fulfill a specific purpose. Look at the words of Psalm 139:14, where it is declared, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Each one of us is fearfully and wonderfully made, a masterpiece crafted by the hands of our Heavenly Father. Your uniqueness, the way you express yourself, and your individuality are intentional aspects of God's divine design. In a society that often pressures us to conform, to fit into predefined molds, your love for being yourself is a rebellion against the counterfeit standards of the world. The Bible encourages us in Romans 12:2, saying, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Cherish your authenticity, for it is a reflection of God's creativity within you. When you love to be yourself, you align with the divine purpose for which you were created. Embrace your uniqueness, for it is a sign that you are being chosen for a specific and extraordinary purpose. It's crucial to understand that God uses real people, not those who wear masks or pretend to be something they are not. Your willingness to be yourself positions you as a vessel that God can mold and use for His glory. As you walk in authenticity, you become a beacon of light, showing others the beauty of embracing one's true self. The sign 6, you are the black sheep. Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever felt like the odd one out, going in the opposite direction of the crowd? If you find yourself entirely different from those around you, take heart, for it may be a sign that you are made for more. Embrace your distinctiveness, for it is often a clear indicator that you are chosen for a greater cause. The concept of being the black sheep is often misunderstood. In a family of white sheep, the black sheep stands out due to its unique color. Similarly, if you find that your perspective, orientation, mindset, opinions, ideas, and ways of doing things differ significantly from those around you, it's crucial to recognize this as a potential sign of divine calling. Consider the biblical accounts of individuals who stood apart from the crowd. Noah, in obedience to God, built an ark when everyone else doubted and scoffed. Abraham embarked on a journey to an unknown land, departing from the familiarity of his surroundings. Joseph's dreams set him apart and led him on a unique path, making him the black sheep among his brothers. If you sense that you always feel different from every other person, that you stand alone with a different ideology, take heart. Your distinctiveness may be a reflection of the extraordinary purpose for which you were created. God often calls His chosen ones to walk a path less traveled, one that goes against the flow of societal norms. In Isaiah 55:8-9, God declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Your divergence from the crowd might be a manifestation of God's unique plan for your life. Beloved, embrace your identity as the black sheep, for it signifies that you are made for more. Your willingness to go against the tide positions you for a greater cause, a purpose beyond the ordinary. As you navigate through life's journey, remember that God often chooses the unconventional, the distinct, and the unique to accomplish His extraordinary works. So, if you find yourself moving in an opposite direction to others, take heart, for it may be a sign that you are being chosen for a greater purpose. Trust in God's leading and walk confidently in the path He has set before you. Beloved, let's explore. Sign 7, you yearn for more. Have you ever felt a deep thirst within your soul? A yearning for something higher, something beyond the status quo? If you find yourself not satisfied with the ordinary, take heart, for this thirst for more is a profound sign of being a chosen vessel. In the Gospel of Matthew 5:6, Jesus declares, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. This beatitude speaks directly to the heart of those who possess an insatiable desire for righteousness, for a deeper connection with God. If you resonate with this inner longing, rejoice, for it is a sign that you are being called to something greater. The yearning for more is not a mere discontentment with what is, but rather a divine prompting that stirs within your spirit. It is a call to transcend the ordinary, to seek a higher purpose, and to yearn for the righteousness that God desires for His chosen ones. The story of the prodigal son, Luke 15, 11, 32, who, dissatisfied with his current state, yearned for something more than the life of waywardness and indulgence. His longing led him to return to his father, seeking a higher, more fulfilling existence. Similarly, your yearning for more is an indication that God is calling you to return to Him, to seek His righteousness, and to fulfill the purpose for which you were created. The Apostle Paul, in Philippians 3:13-14, expresses this yearning for more when he says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Beloved, if you find yourself yearning for more, if your soul longs for a deeper connection with God and a purpose beyond the ordinary, embrace this divine thirst. It is a sign that you are being chosen for a unique and extraordinary calling. Do not settle for the status quo. Press on toward the higher calling that God has placed within your heart. As you journey through life with this thirst for more, trust in God's promise that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. Seek Him earnestly, and He will satisfy the deep yearning within your soul. Your yearning for more is a divine invitation to embark on a journey of spiritual fulfillment and purpose. Now, let's explore sign 8. You are a beacon for others. Dear brothers and sisters, have you faced life's difficulties and emerged stronger, wiser, and more resilient? If your experiences have trained you to become a beacon for others, then rejoice, for this is a powerful sign that you are a chosen vessel. Life, with its twists and turns, challenges and adversities, serves as a refining fire that molds and shapes us. If you have navigated through the storms and emerged with a heart full of hope, faith, and resilience, understand that you have been chosen to be a beacon for others. So, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 1:3, 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Your experiences, your triumphs over trials, and your resilience in the face of adversity can serve as a guiding light for those who are currently walking through similar challenges. Just as a lighthouse illuminates the path for ships navigating rough seas, your life can be a beacon of hope and inspiration for those in need. Embrace your role as a guide for your journey through difficulties positions you to share the comfort and strength you have received from God. Your ability to overcome is not just for your benefit, but is a divine gift meant to shine light on the path of others. Think about the people in your life who have been beacons for you during difficult times. Now recognize that you, too, can play that vital role for someone else. Your resilience becomes a testimony, a living testament to the faithfulness of God in the midst of trials. So, my beloved, do not shy away from the challenges life brings, for they are shaping you into a beacon for others. Your experiences, when shared with humility and faith, have the power to lead others from despair to hope, from darkness to light. As you continue to navigate life's journey, let your light shine brightly. And may your resilience be a source of inspiration and encouragement for those who need it most.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.